It feels a bit like a cold shower, doesn't it? Recent market signals are really telling us that Ethereum is under significant downside pressure. We're looking at a potential correction of about 20%, which would put the target price right near $1,700. It's a tough reality to face right now.
I know. We can't ignore that, even with the asset's history of strong growth. But industry analysts are warning us that on-chain data and institutional flow trends are converging in a way that suggests a major shift in sentiment. We have to take that seriously.
Exactly. The core thesis driving this concern is the combination of increased Ethereum supply on major exchanges and a decline in demand for spot Ethereum ETFs. It feels like the floor is missing right now.
That's the reality. The primary driver here is what we call a supply shock. In crypto markets, where the assets sit is a critical indicator of holder intent. It's not just about the price, it's about where the tokens are going.
It's really scary when you think about it. When substantial amounts of ETH are moved to centralized exchanges, it signals that holders are preparing to sell. That's the red flag we need to watch for.
Yes. This increase in available liquidity makes it too easy to convert into fiat currency or stablecoins. If that supply isn't absorbed, the pressure mounts.
If demand doesn't keep pace with this influx of sellable supply, prices are pushed down. It's a delicate balance. We know that in crypto, it's often a battle between fear and greed.
Precisely. Analysts emphasize that as more ETH sits on exchanges rather than in cold storage or decentralized wallets, the psychological barrier to selling lowers. This increases the risk of rapid depreciation, which is exactly what we're seeing in the data.
And that brings us to the ETFs. A second critical factor is the performance of spot Ethereum ETFs. They've been a lifeline recently.
They have been a major driver of institutional adoption and price support for the last few months. But the tide is turning. Recent data shows that inflows into these ETFs have slowed significantly.
That decline in institutional appetite is worrying. It reduces the buying pressure necessary to absorb the selling pressure coming from those exchange balances. It's like trying to hold up a wall with fewer hands.
Without consistent institutional buying, the market becomes vulnerable to corrections. This shift in demand dynamics is a key reason analysts predict the potential pullback. It's not just a rumor, it's in the numbers.
If these bearish indicators hold true, the market could see a significant shift in valuation. It's hard to stay optimistic when the math looks this stark.
A drop to $1,700 represents a substantial correction for ETH currently trading above that level. We need to prepare ourselves for the worst-case scenario while keeping an eye on the best case.
There are three key scenarios to watch. First, a likely correction where the price tests support levels near $1,700 before finding a new bottom. It sounds painful, but it's a common market rhythm.
Second, we have to prepare for a volatility spike. The sudden realization of these risks can lead to rapid price swings that catch everyone off guard.
But there's always hope. Third, recovery potential, where the price stabilizes if ETF demand picks up again or if network upgrades drive utility. We shouldn't rule that out.
That's a good point. A drop to $1,700 could be viewed by long-term believers as a buying opportunity. Short-term traders, however, might interpret it as a signal to exit positions quickly.
It depends entirely on your mindset. For investors holding Ethereum, understanding these risks is crucial for risk management. We can't just hold and hope without a plan.
Agreed. Diversification remains a key strategy. But staying informed about on-chain metrics is equally important. You can't afford to be blind to the data.
Monitoring exchange flows and ETF inflows provides early warning signs of market shifts. It helps us sleep better at night knowing what's coming.
Additionally, investors should consider their time horizon. Long-term holders might view a dip as a chance to accumulate more tokens at a lower cost basis.
Whereas day traders should use stop-loss orders to protect against sudden downward momentum. Everyone needs to know their role in the market.
The warnings from analysts serve as a reminder that even well-established assets like Ethereum are subject to market cycles. We have to respect the cycles.
The combination of increasing exchange supply and weakening ETF demand presents a tangible risk that cannot be ignored. We have to be realistic about the potential losses.
While a 20% drop might seem severe, it is not unprecedented in the crypto space. We've seen these drops before and recovered. But we still need to manage our exposure.
As the market approaches this potential support level, the coming weeks will be vital for determining whether this is a temporary correction or the start of a deeper bearish trend.
Investors are advised to keep an eye on institutional reports and on-chain data to stay ahead of the market narrative. Let's stay informed and navigate this carefully.
Agreed. Let's stay vigilant, but remember why we started this journey in the first place. Thanks for listening.
And thank you. Stay safe out there.